Shortlisted is brought to you by Future Women's Jobs Academy. Getting back to work after a career break isn't easy. Future Women's Jobs Academy is a free online program supported by the Australian government. It's proven to increase confidence and connect women with meaningful and flexible jobs. Apply today at jobsacademy.futurewomen.com. We'll support you to find the right job and thrive.
Nothing makes a person go weak at the knees quite like a job interview. Enter Shortlisted, a podcast by Future Women, where Helen McCabe and I hold your virtual hand, walking with you every step of the way, right to the interview door and straight onto the shortlist. In this episode, we fast forward to the end of your job interview. When the hard part is over, you've answered all their questions and it's very nearly time to wrap up when you're asked, "Do you have any questions for us?" Let's learn how to take advantage of this final opportunity to sell yourself.
This is the one you are definitely going to get, and that is, "Do you have any questions for us?" Many respond to this question by saying no.
Yeah, you go, "You know what? No, I don't think I've got any questions."
That is not the right answer.
Oh, I say that a lot.
Do you?
I think I've said that a lot of times in job interviews, because mostly this question comes at the end, right? And it's almost like you've sat the exam and you've hopefully done okay. And then you're like, "I want to get out of here. Just let me get out of here. I want to go to the bar. I want to celebrate that it's done." When actually it is not done at all. You still have a chance to impress and you should take it.
Okay. So the best advice we can give you is to think about that right now. What is that question you're going to ask at the very end? And it doesn't have to be anything particularly complicated, but you just need one in your back pocket and you can have it pre-prepared. The point of this interview is for the interviewer to gauge how you think and what interests you about the role and the organization, and most importantly, how well you prepared for the interview beforehand. So declining this part of the interview could indicate that you're not curious about the organization, role, or engaged in the conversation. And in one of the previous episodes, we actually point out that everyone likes to be flattered. So it's also an opportunity to flatter your future employer.
And don't let this question scare you. I've definitely seen cogs whirring in a candidate's face when they're asked this question and you say, "Do you have any other questions for us?" And they're like, "Oh my God, I've got to think of a question. Don't be that person. Prepare in advance. This is a chance for you to demonstrate that you've done some research, that you've prepared and that you're passionate. And it is also an opportunity for you to determine whether or not this role is a good fit for you. Remember that you are interviewing the organization as well as them interviewing you. You're also making a decision about whether or not this is the right fit for you and for your life and your passions right now. So ask the questions that you want some answers to.
So there's no right or wrong question, but two or three is good. If you can come up with two or three, genuinely, too many might just be a bit weird.
And yeah, it's like you're just trying to drag it on for no reason.
Yeah, or you're like that kind of person that's going to be annoying in every meeting. You're going to ask 1,000 questions all the time. So it's just, I would recommend two or three.
I think that's a good way to start. Folks, we're going to talk to you about now what you can do to prepare before the interview to make sure that you've got some questions to ask. So first things first, be prepared. Do some preparation. It's always a good idea to plan for more questions than you're actually going to ask, because some of your questions will get naturally answered through the course of the conversation. So make sure you've got a few, even if, as Helen said, you're not going to ask more than two or three. Do your research. 47% of interviewers say that they wouldn't offer the job to a candidate if they didn't have much knowledge of the organization. And I would second that. So make sure that you understand the organization's history, its leaders, maybe any recent news that's on their homepage. I always like to go to their media releases or latest kind of section in the website to see what's top of mind for people working there right now. And it's a good idea if you can leverage your network to gauge if they can offer any further knowledge about this organization, how it operates, the kind of stuff that they don't put on their website. And then practice. I really advise you to practice doing all of the questions for an interview with your friends or family, but definitely do this one because this one's a proactive one. It's easy for someone to sit there and say, "Any questions for us?" And you can have a think about what to put to the organization. Helen, how do we weigh up though what questions are worth asking and what questions we should perhaps leave aside?
So these types of questions are typically more standard and expected. If you're feeling nervous going into this part of the interview, resort to these types of questions because they're safe and easy to remember. Examples: who will I be working with closely? What other functions or departments does this team work with most often? Can you share more about the day-to-day responsibilities of the role? What are the expectations for me in this role? What do you expect me to achieve in my first few months? What sort of KPIs does this role have, and how are they measured? What mechanisms are in place for performance reviews? So they are all general questions that are completely acceptable. And some of them might have been touched on through the interview, but it's okay to go back. If you kind of have a mental blank and you go, oh, you can go back and say, I think you answered this, but can you remind me, you know, who will I be working with most closely? It's a reasonable thing to do.
I think you can also ask questions about the organisation itself, and you can ask questions about the interviewer and their experience. So you might want to know from the interviewer themselves, what's the part of your job that appeals to you most? What is it about working with this organisation that you love? You could ask the interviewer how they would describe the company's culture, the organisation's culture. You could ask about what the biggest challenge is facing the organisation at the moment. That is a question I love to get because it shows the person is a problem solver immediately. By asking that question, you are asking to know about the tough stuff. What is challenging? What is difficult? What needs to be solved? Because it suggests you want to be a part of that solution. Ask what the organisation is hoping to achieve in the next year or so and what the opportunities are for professional development. You can also say something like, I read about this particular program. Could you tell me a little bit more about it and perhaps what my involvement would be in that program if I were to be successful? So these start to really zero in on the organization itself and on the interviewer so that you can show that you are curious, that you're excited about working at this organization, and that you're really thinking about this, that you're not making a rash decision, that you're thinking about whether or not you're the best fit and whether or not they're the best fit for you.
I think they're really, really good questions and excellent advice. Questions about you or their ideal employee are another option. Do you have any reservations regarding my application?
Oh, I like that one.
Exactly.
I really like that one.
Get it out in the open.
Yeah, especially if you feel like you know what it might be. In other episodes, we talk about how to discuss a career break or how to discuss the fact you've been made redundant from your last role. If you get to the end of the interview and are asked, do you have any more questions for us? And you feel like maybe you haven't explained that the best, ask that question. And if they say, yeah, well, you know, to be honest, I'm a bit nervous about the fact you haven't worked for 10 years, then you've got, served up to you on a platter, the opportunity to address that fear and set them straight.
What qualities do you look for in a successful candidate in this role? Which, in my experience, going into the interview, if I'm doing the interview, I know what qualities I want. Mm. So it's a really good question to just ask up front. And again, if they say, well, we want someone who's super detail orientated and you're not, then have that conversation and say, oh, well, I didn't say that, but this is what I'm really good at. Just gets it out on the table. And finally, is there anything you'd like to know that I haven't fully addressed?
I think that's a really good idea because, again, that goes to that space of alleviating any doubts the interviewer might have. If they're kind of 60% in on you but they need that little bit of extra information, they've got that opportunity. You can also ask questions about what's next, and I think this tends to be the most common thing people do. So make sure you've got a couple of other questions before you get to this, but you can say something like, I've really enjoyed this conversation and learning more about your organisation. It's got me really excited about the opportunity. What are the next steps in the hiring process? Or thank you so much for taking the time to meet with me today and explaining the role, just so that I can plan. Can you tell me a little bit about your decision-making timeline and when I might hear back from you?
So what not to ask? Questions that could be answered by Google.
Yes, don't ask silly, obvious questions.
Questions that are focused on non-work activities, such as how long the workday is, how much vacation time you get off, where you buy your sandwich at lunchtime. These questions could make you seem uninvested in doing the work or that you've got your personal desires front of mind. Questions that are personal to the interviewer. It seems really obvious, but avoid questions that are irrelevant to the interview organization or role, and questions that have a yes or no answer, just because that can be awkward.
Yeah, awkward and weird. And I would just say, when Helen talks about non-work activities, like how long the workday is, how much vacation time do you get, of course they are really relevant things that you want to know, and that is very reasonable. But that's not something you bring up in a first interview. When you get your contract, when you get closer to that point, there's going to be a discussion about leave benefits, parental leave, flexibility, that sort of thing. Just save them up a bit. Win the interviewer over first, and then we can get to the nitty-gritty of what your working day might look like.
And just some final thoughts. Although it is your turn to ask the questions, it's still a conversation. So be conscious of the flow and when to ask your next question. You don't want to seem too rehearsed either. So listen to their answer. And if there's a natural follow-on question, then feel comfortable to go there. Listening is really important in this process. Interviews are a two-way process, and this part of the interview is just about investigating whether you want to work for this organization as much as if they want you to work there, as Jamila has said. And that's kind of it, right? End of the line.
Shortlisted is produced by Future Women's Jobs Academy. To apply to join, head to jobsacademy.futurewomen.com or go to futurewomen.com to become a Future Women member today.